SKD, listen.
SKD, this is November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. My name's Tom. Good morning.
Good to talk to you. We've talked before. It's been a while. N0TR, this is KC4SKD. Just got out of church and headed back to the house.
Call, but naturally I don't remember the name. I guess that's an affliction for ham radio operators.
And, yeah, just headed back home. I'm going to go home, change clothes, and put on something comfortable again. And think about lights. Be the next order of business.
And I, Bernice, is with me. We're just headed down to Lowe's, and we got to get a flexible garden hose. Those things aren't worth a hoot, Larry. They don't last too long. But in one application out there where we water the chickens, it's a necessity. So we're going to go pick one of those up. And then we ran out of Link sausage, so I think we're going to stop by our favorite grocery store, Aldi's, down there. Well, it's a beautiful morning for church, and 55 degrees and the sun's shining anyways. Our kids are in Orlando, and they said it's been very cool down there, too.
All right, it's a beautiful morning. It's a little crisp, and I've been to Orlando many, many, many times, but not too many times when it was chilly there.
76 degrees the first day they got there, and the next day it rained, and the next day it turned chilly. So it was in the, I think it was, the lows were in the 30s, weren't they, Bernice? Something like that of a morning, and the highs didn't get up there like they normally do. But I don't know. We're too old for Orlando anymore, and we don't travel much, Larry. But we're glad the kids do. We never dreamed of such a thing when we were kids, or even parents up in Kansas. That would have been out of our price range.
Grandmother used to live about 90 minutes from Orlando, and we'd go see her a lot. I've been to Disney World so many times I lost count, and so yeah, it wasn't too far. We'd get up and drive over there, and we'd be the first ones there when they opened up the gate. That was a lot of fun.
You must be in a bad area there. You started cutting out. Normally, I receive the repeater real good here. I'm just up on Highway 101. We live north of Greer.
Is it any better?
I lost you there for a minute.
Any better?
Roger. Yeah, you just went off the edge of the world there. Larry, I don't know what happened.
Peter's a little spotty over here where I'm at. But anyway, I was saying my grandmother used to live not far from Disney World, and we were kids. We'd go over there and be the first ones there when they opened up the gate.
We went down there once with the kids, but we was getting on in age then. I'm 47 years old and dyslexic. I get those numbers reversed at times. And all the rides were getting to the point where they were affecting my back and that, and it's not near as much fun when you got a hurt. But it is a beautiful place, and we went to Clearwater when the kids got married, and then for their 10th anniversary, we went over there. That's a beautiful place.
Yeah, Clearwater is absolutely gorgeous. I've been there many times, too, but yeah, when we've been to Disney World so many times, I lost count. But I tell you, they were usually open from 9 a.m. till midnight, and it was an hour and a half drive back home. And I tell you what, going home at midnight after spending all day in Disney World, that's a tiring drive.
I bet. I'll never forget, we went to an amusement park up by Santa Cruz when I was in the service, and my brother and I were stationed near each other and in the Navy, and that drive back from there scared me to death going through the mountains up there. And I don't know. People up there thought they were Mario Andretti, kind of like they do down here.
But later on, we decided, well, especially when grandmother passed away, when we went to Disney World, we'd stay on Disney property, and that was a lot better. But, yeah, I didn't know you're in the Navy. My youngest brother was in the Navy.
All the people around here, they like to go to the beaches, and I tell them I've seen plenty of beaches, and I just don't. They're beautiful, and I like to see pictures of them and that, but I just don't have the desire to be on the water out there anymore.
That, when I was 4 or 5 years old, the first time I remember going to the beach, and a little kid, and a wave clobbered me, and I went running back to Mom. I said, Mama, I got drowned.
This is N0TR Mobile. Yeah, I had a little 160 Honda when I was stationed in Jacksonville, and I'd drive down to Daytona Beach and do wheelies on the beach all day and lay around on the beach and had a lot of fun with that. And then I'd ride down to St. Augustine and such. That was a lot of fun. But I was from Kansas and lived there all my life, and so the beach was rather an unusual thing to me.
Anyway, well, someday we'll have to talk about your days in the Navy. My brother was on the aircraft carrier, Abraham Lincoln, and that was interesting times, too. We got to do a Tiger Cruise on that, and that was a lot of fun.
I was on USS Bennington for a year and a half, but I was in a flight crew, so I really wasn't aboard ship that much. But I flew on and off of it, and it was interesting. And got out of that smaller plane, the S2 D&E Grumman Tracker, and then later on flew in the P3 Orions up in Mountain View, California. And much larger plane, and it landed on good old solid ground.
It's a lot better than trying to land on the flight deck of a carrier. Anyway, good talk to you, Tom. I better go ahead and sign because I'm near the house. And it gets really spotty going down where we live. Good talk to you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. N0TR, KC4SKD.
The pleasure's all mine, Larry. Really enjoyed it. Look forward to talking to you again. And we're just about down to the lows here, so that worked out fine. KC4SKD, N0TR, 73s. Larry, have a nice day.
Just want to say hello to you and Bernice today. Sounds like you're about to get to your destination, N4DJC.
Yep, we're getting ready to pull in the parking lot. Not as dangerous as Walmart's as a general rule, but it's not far from it. Up here in Greer, it's pretty crowded. How you been today, Jerry? I still got the croup a little bit, but feeling a lot better.
Here, it takes a little time to get over that stuff. It just lingers, it seems like. This cold weather not helping things either. I mean, it just makes things a lot worse. Have to get out of that real cold weather when you're having trouble breathing. Anyway, I'll catch you maybe a little bit later on. Don't want to hold you up, because that parking lot is like taking your lives into your own hands. Sam's and Walmart both. The only rule is there are no rules. But I'll catch you a little bit later, Tom. N0TRN4, DJC, clear after you.
For jumping in there, we're not going to be too long, I don't think. And then we'll be heading on down to Ollie's there in Taylor's. I don't think Bernice wanted to, but I want some link sausage. She's been making the patties, and I like the link sausages for some reason. And haven't felt like eating a whole lot anyways, but well, she made some barbecued meatballs last night that was out of this world. Really enjoyed that. That's the first big meal I ate in about 2 weeks. Take care, Jay. DJC, I'm getting mixed up with Larry's call. N0TR, 73.
04NNW, I'm looking for a signal strength check, if somebody can give me something back.
You're full quieting in Greer, and your LTR getting out of the car here at Lowe's.
Neil, thank you for responding. This is a new setup on a radio, so just trying to check it out.
Couldn't be better. You're absolutely pure audio there, no static. You're on the road again, just like Willie Nelson. We'll talk to you later. My name's Tom, 73, and I'll be clear. It's in zero to you.
Good deal, 73. My name is Randy Bishop, and KO4NNW. Have a good day. 4NNW, I'm looking for a signal strength check.